from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Ted Renschneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. After 5 years of service, Catskill Central School District Superintendent Ronell Cook has resigned to take a new position outside of the district. Cook said in a statement, and I quote, "My tenure at Catskill Central School District is ending effective September 3rd, 2022 or sooner if the board finds an interim or successor prior to that date. Over the course of 5 years, an awful lot was accomplished. I am extremely grateful to the Board of Education, administration, staff, and community at large, and most importantly, our students. A bond was created that will be everlasting," end quote. Cook declined to specify the position he accepted outside the district. The Board of Education is hoping to conduct interviews for interim candidates in the coming weeks. Board President Deborah Johnson said, and I quote, "We are currently advertising for an interim superintendent, and the application process will close on July 10th. We hope to interview candidates on July 13th, end quote. Johnson said Cook's departure was not anticipated, and the sooner the board gets someone on board to serve as an interim, the better. She said, and I quote, "Because it involves opening school and getting things ready and a new year and a road without COVID, we hope. So we really need someone to start preparing now," end quote. Cook was hired by Catskill in 2017 to replace then interim school district superintendent Anne Marie Bachman. He previously served as deputy superintendent in the Poughkeepsie School District. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. 9 days of early voting in New York ended June 26, and 178,223 people statewide have cast ballots so far in advance of the final day of voting, June 28, according to unofficial numbers from the State Board of Election. Of those, Board of Election data show 86,890 votes were cast in New York City, while 91,333 were cast outside the five boroughs. The most popular day to vote early was on the final day, June 26, when 28,548 people cast ballots, a small fraction of the 8.5 million active registered voters eligible to cast ballots in the primary contest. This primary election will determine nominations for governor, lieutenant governor, as well as for the state assembly in various locations. August 23rd will be the final day for voters to cast primary ballots for the state Senate and U.S. House of Representatives, with more early voting before that. The primaries were split into two separate days of voting after a successful legal challenge to the newly drawn district maps for the state Senate and U.S. House of Representatives led to a redrafting of the lines by a special master in May. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Ulster County lawmakers have allocated American Rescue Plan Act funding and opioid settlement funding to strengthen mental health supports in the county schools. A resolution to fund the program was unanimously adopted by the county legislature last week. The program will supplement mental health services provided in the county's 9 district schools and will act as a link between school, community, and family. The program was designed with local districts to promote general wellness, offset the effects of trauma, and bolster existing mental health resources in the schools. The Mental Health in Schools program will begin with the 2022-23 school year and work with middle school age students. Charles Curring, district superintendent and CEO of Ulster BOCES, said, and I quote, "The pandemic has shaken the somewhat predictable nature of our pre-pandemic lives and our sense of security. There has been a significant uptick in the number of students and families who need mental health, social, and emotional support. The Ulster County Mental Health in Schools initiative will serve to assist the already overburdened school-based student support staff, end quote. Ulster County will contract with a nonprofit to operate teams of one social worker or mental health counselor and a care manager to support youth, families, and schools. Teams will provide face-to-face sessions with the youth, family support sessions with the youth and their parent or caregiver, ongoing communication with school staff, a connection to community resources, and coordination with other providers. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.